where he's looking at it from a perspective of
personal killing kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, when my time comes, I'll be prepped because of what I've learned and
the knowledge. Enough stories, we give him enough stories, jokes. Yeah, he's got some kind of couple fears. But
it's no, it is though. Mm. At the same time, it's like, because you know, like, especially when you have your first year and you're getting advice from everywhere, everyone has an opinion.
It's too much.
And you're like, but your child's not necessarily my child, same way. Exactly. My child's not necessarily me. Mm. You know, things like that. So it's like, you could do things. Even like, I remember when we was prepping for my daughter, and I feel like I'm so calm compared to when my daughter was coming the first time. Mm. And then I was like, I think a lot of my fears came for what she's allergic to something, what she's born with disability, how am I going to handle life, just in case these extra variables came. Then she came, at most I think she's lactose intolerant, but other than that, everything is pretty simple. She's pretty happy baby. So it's other than that, so I'll be like, cool, when the next one comes, I say, just kind of like follow the same steps. Kids will be kids. They don't really move for the first 3 months. When they learn to roll over, then everything just starts coming, and then suddenly you have to start putting a lot more energy into entertaining them and that.
That's it. It's so funny that you even mention it, because like, there's a lot of things that you think, oh, is this like, it could go wrong this way, or is this going to happen, that happen? But when they come, it's like, I swear you learn, like, and even not to scare you, but the second child that's going to come, I just had my second one.
Congratulations.
I feel like, well, thank you, but I feel like it's different. It's not, it don't always go the same way, but it's always calm. They all calm in their own sense, if that makes sense. I'm not trying to scare
bro, you're scaring me.
I know, I see his face change.
I'm going to say, ready for a second, now you're saying this, I'm like, no,
they're all calm in the same way, but I mean, like, the character is different at the end
What's the gap between your children?
So my girl is 3 and the newborn, obviously, just born. So 3 years, What about you?
They're going to be like 2 years apart.
2 years, yeah.
But she's like started regressing with her sleep, because sleep her regression. Teeth even is just all over the place. She has like teeth coming from here. Like, she has 3 here, 2 there, 3 here, and then like they're just growing all over the place.
That's another time that I forgot to mention.
And I'm like, we're teething. We need to get you potty trained, because the baby's going to come soon. I ain't got time to be changing 2 nappies. I need someone, one of you needs to be self-sufficient. I prefer the one that's going to be 2. And then it's like, even if she's waking up in the night, and then actually, to be fair though, when the baby's born, what do you have to wake up? Like every 3 hours?
Yeah, literally.
So, but I need time, because after what, paternity leave is like what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks,
and then you're just back at work. So we need to have some kind of routine.
Obviously, that's ridiculous, by the way. Sorry, 2 weeks is absolutely
It's mad. And they try to do this next incentive where they say shared parenting.
Oh, yeah.
But then that's like your partner.
It takes away from maternity.
One of my boys works. His company's doing this equal thing where they're getting the same amount as
well, like, same, like, if they do, if she does 9 months, he gets 9 months.
Yeah.
No way. Like, where's he working?
Skyscraper.
Them office.
The window cleaning. Yeah.
Nah, it's not window cleaning. It's not even skyscraper. I've got it wrong, man. They sit up the I forgot the name of the. What do you call the? They're on site, but they sit on the high rise. You got to climb up to the top and just sit there.
Bro, I know
the crane drivers. That's what it is. He's on this crane driving thing.
They get pees though.
Yeah.
Up, but hearing he's got like 12 months off, that was new. I've never heard of that.
But I just clocked. I didn't even do the intro.
You did the intro.
Welcome to the Father's Playbook, where we're exploring fatherhood one player at a time. I'm your host, Aaron. Across, he changed his position. Yeah, to my left, across the table,
we have Els. Next to me, you have
Stoney. And we've got a special guest with us today. If you want to give us an introduction.
Yeah, man. It's Chibs in the building.
Come, man.
Father of one, soon to be two.
Come, man. Thank you for coming.
Man. Big clap. Welcome.
And like we were saying off camera, like, you're expecting, well, you just said it yourself, but you're expecting another one. You've got one already. How does that feel? I was going to say.
The second one was planned, so I'm a little more relaxed.
You kept it real.
You're ready for it, but he wasn't planning for it.
Trust me.
I don't think I was ready for it.
No.
I felt like I was in the deepest of deep ends.
Sure.
Like, what? Because as like, obviously I was on the TV show.
Yeah.
The TV show's ended, yeah. I was even talking, I was with my girl, her mum and her sister yesterday, yeah. Mm. And they were like, oh, you lot don't have a pre before the babies. She was pregnant 3 weeks after we came back from the show.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, before you go ahead, you need to give us a little background on the show. Give for the people that don't know. Like, tell us a little bit about the show.
A show called Love and the Flesh. It was on BBC Three. You can still watch it if you like. Mm. But yeah, now the whole concept of the show was, obviously it was coming out of the pandemic, coming out of lockdown. They said, oh, is there anybody that you've been speaking to that you've just never linked? And I was like, realistically, nah, man, I buck up everybody in Shoreditch. And then it was like one of those things, but then you think about it, innit? If you're going to be like transparent, is you think of TV, you think about the opportunities. Oh, so obviously, I've been PTing.
Sorry to cut you out. They approach you, yeah?
Yeah. No, they DM'd me. It was, you know what it was? I would have never opened this, but someone told me. You ever get a DM from my account? Yeah, it's like 300 following. No. 1,000 following, 200 followers. I said, this one, like one of them Russian
packages.
Yeah. But I was like, you know, fucking, I'm bored. I was like, yeah, respond, yeah. And then it was like a BBC producer, wasn't it? So then I've gone back and forth. My friends were like, bro, just find somebody. You might find someone. You might just use it as something to promote your businesses or whatever, innit? So I was like, cool. I was like, five girls. It's like, cool. If there was a show like Love Island, would you go in it? And then like a couple of them responded, then you send them off. The people say who they prefer. Obviously they like Chazelle the most. I was like, are you sure though? Because when I was meant to link Chazelle in real life,
she went on it.
Nah, bro, she brought me.
But that's perfect for the show, isn't it? Because that's what the show was.
No, it's not perfect for me.
I'm still trying to get cards. It's already happened in real life. And you said you want to document it on TV and that.
In life, yeah, when you clock, you win some, you lose some, bro. That's it, bro.
No, you're thinking, no, but I can't cut it like a dick. I can't move, man. I'm patting my back. Like, if Congo is there, bro, there's things everywhere. He's right there. Yeah, so then I was like, my first time, what was it? I booked mini golf. Okay. And I remember I was doing a session that morning. Mm. So I was like, cool. I messaged her, and then replies got a bit funny, and I said, so I'm not leaving my house now. Because if I go, your replies aren't going to pick up, and then I'm going to be there, I'm going to be annoyed. And then she was like, oh, I have to babysit. That was the excuse. No, that's what later I found out, yeah. Mm. Then the second time I was in West, she's from West. So I was like, and she said she was free. She might be free today, innit? And I was like, I'm already here. Yeah. I'm at a motive regardless. So if I'm in this motive and you told me you're free, I'm going to come link you.
Yeah.
But if you flop again, that's cool. So then what's happened? She flopped again. I stayed in the motive. I still enjoyed myself. I went home. And then what is it? Never really spoke to her like that for a bit. And then we were just like friends and then just banter every now and then.
Yeah.
Went on the show. And then I remember being on the show and she's like, and I started to like her, but I remember, you know, like in the beginning of every show, they did a little interview and they're like, oh, what? They're introducing yourself. And they're like, at the end of the interview, they said to me, oh, do you think Shaz wants to have kids? And I'm like, yeah, no, fuck it. And I'm like, everybody wants to have kids, innit?
Yeah.
And she was like, they're like, no, go and ask her, innit? So I've gone back to the hotel room. When we were in the hotel, we didn't leave the hotel room at all. We weren't allowed to look down. There was all them, what's that thing that was?
Restrictions
and stuff like that. So it was allowed, we had like 1 hour of exercise a day.
Oh,
and
it?
Then, yeah. And then we had to go back into our room. So then I FaceTimed her from the room and I was like, you want children, innit? She said, no. I said, huh? Oh. She said, why can't I be a rich auntie? I said, no, but like, I said, ah, cool, whatever, innit? Yeah, that's the new woman dynamic, innit? I said, but if, you know, children fell into your crotch, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've become pregnant, like, what are you gonna do? She said, you don't think God wants that back? I said,
yeah.
That's
the reply.
You know,
yo, you scratch my head.
I said, I was baffled, and I said, no, because I can't go into the show and not be myself. But
yeah,
I wouldn't chat to no girl that wouldn't want no.
That's
so weird. What's
going on? Real talk though.
Then we've started going through the show, innit? And then obviously I found out she come from a single mum background like me. She ain't trying to be no one's baby mum. She wanna be no single mum on her own, fighting and scratching for everything, innit? Like she don't wanna be, she wants to have children, she wants to be a wife first and stuff.
So it's like more some place of a fear.
Yeah. And then what was it? Then like we, as the show's gone on, yeah, we started to like each other more and more. I remember coming back from a channel and I said, bro, I actually like you. I don't even know how I got here. No, I'm sorry. And I said, yeah, and I got things back home. Like, I remember coming, I was coming to the show saying, I just, let me pattern this. Yeah, I'm going to get the boost and it's me and you. Then it's like, I'm like, days in and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to tell these people. She said, bro, I was chatting to someone back home. I don't know what I'm going to tell him. We've come back. And then in terms of her getting pregnant early, I'm not going to lie to you, look, I thought I was infertile.
Oh, is it?
I swear.
What made you think that though?
Yeah, what made you think that?
I had quite seasoned background, didn't it? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't want to ask him.
Man said, he's been shooting. Yeah,
bro, I've been there. I can't lie, I've been there, bro. I felt like at a point.
I shot up the club bare times. Everyone's still raving, yeah? Everyone's still raving.
No, it happens. It happens to the best of us.
I'm not going to go. I was paranoid. I don't really like hospitals, innit? I don't want to go and get checked for you to tell me that I actually have a fertile. I'd rather just think it in the back of my mind. So I was like,
oh my days.
So I just kept on going and testing going. I said, water. Yeah, you know, I remember the
time. You playing a risky game.
I was just testing the waters.
Time I think I went on this crazy run, bro. Like a Harlem run, bro. I was so down. And I said, just relax, like,
yeah, real time.
Let me take a break for 3 months and no one shows up to me with no crazy messages. Yeah, I'm in the clear.
You might play.
I took 1 month off, nothing. I said, cool, I'm back outside again. I was so then I'm with her, we're going, and then I was like, I remember the session, it was one morning, yeah.
I'm with you.
Because you'll think, oh, it's the night you go clubbing. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You're off the Hennessy. Yeah. You're like, nah, man, I probably blacked out that night. Woke up, you know what I'm saying? Found the energy to be horny. And then man's gone again. And then as soon as the session's finished, you know, girls have the float app. It just pinged. They said, yo, you're most fertile today. I said, yeah. And then after that, I remember the week before, we was like, yeah, what holidays you want to go on? How we're going to plan our life when the show comes out? Da 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 da. After that, we found out she's pregnant. We deleted that notes page.
Yeah.
Like looking at prams, buggies, all of that stuff. Where we're going to move to. We now need housing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You lot wasn't living together at that time.
No, but literally
just as soon as the show was done.
Like, I was like I'll go and check her most of the time, innit? Because I was just used to traveling. And then I was like, when she found out, I said, I don't want to miss nothing. Yeah. I said, I want to be at every appointment. I want to be at everything. I want to see every milestone. I had like all the apps. I said, babe, the baby's the size of a melon today, bro. Do you know what that is, bro? We should go there's buy a cantaloupe app, right now. Yeah, we could look at the baby right now. Yeah, we had, what was it like? There's Pregnancy Plus, there's Baby Center.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. Like, I was like, I need to see everything. So eventually it was like, and then because like out of lockdown, my PT and thing was like stable before. Then it picked up, then it went down again because people like, oh, I don't need the house and and people, who wants to train in the park when it's raining and it's
I think it would have been the busiest for you, though.
No, you know, I had periods where it was good and then I had periods where it thin. And then, it went up and down. And then what's going to happen now? I was like, you know, I can't even have a fluctuating income right now. Man, I need peace. So I went, I got two jobs. I was working in hospitality. I worked at Uber One and I worked at, what's the other place? Itzy. I was working every single day.
Yeah.
And then after that, and then I said, I started getting tired. So I said, you know, I'm just going to move in with your mum. And like, I was just slowly picking more and more things from my house and moving into her bedroom. Until she was like, we need a wardrobe. And I said, let's get a wardrobe. Let's put everything together. Eventually, I had a job that was like 5 minutes from my house. So I was just in and out. I was pretty much there throughout everything. And then we kind of just, we used the council. And then they put us in a couple temporary accommodations.
Yeah.
One of them was like a rat trap. Like I literally woke that's up how it one goes, night. You know, like you're sleeping, go to scratch your leg.
Yeah.
Bro, I've gone to scratch my leg. I've had a mouse tail on my hand, bro.
I
jumped up. You know, the thought it was Nollywood. The way I went from lying back here to straight up. Oh, madness. It was madness. And then I've thrown it, my daughter, what was it? Shaz woken up. She said, what happened? I said, bro, there was a mouse in my hand. She said, no. I said, did you not just hear the squeak from when it hit the wall? She's flown out of the bed, daughter in hand, bro. My daughter's just giggling. She ain't got a clue.
Your daughter was born this time.
She was like 6 months, maybe.
Oh, man.
It was this time last year, actually, And then we was like, We've called the council, brother, you lot need to get people in immediately. Yeah. I'll also say, if you lot ever have pests here, don't call pest control. Save your money. They ain't going to do nothing that you're not going to learn from YouTube. Yeah. They're going to come and put glue down, put a couple rouse traps down. Mouse traps, they've used the same mouse traps from 1900 something.
They don't work. Bro. The mouses have developed techniques for the mouse traps, you know.
I was watching a video, bro, of a mouse trap. These guys here, they're basically trying to show people this is how smart the rats are. Bro, they've put the sticky mats next to, like, let's just say, like, there's an outside door that goes out to the garden. This mouse finds a way. It's clocked, like, the traps are there. It's walked round it, got the food, walked round back. Then the guy said, okay, cool, if you're smart, I'm going to slap another one so that you can't walk round. Bro, it slapped another trap. Then the rats clocked. Oh, there's another one. You know what it done? Jumped.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Have you seen how high I never knew.
They can jump, bro.
They can jump in one go. And I said, even like, I remember the issue was because we realized that there was a pest control issue early. They said the mouse dug up a hole from our living room and dug it into the bedroom.
I didn't like
I said, that's, I can't. How can I defend myself? No,
this man's not.
I'm going to close all the doors. And I'm not going to dig up. Tom and Jerry bullshit, bro.
Bro,
I can't find
it. Bro, are you not duping it? They've locked the doors. And the mouse found a way to
root.
That's a mouse in the house. You have to move out. You have to move out.
The mouse is the first
occupant.
Bro, you know they came. The first control man's called the next day. He said, "I don't know why you keep on calling me. They're sleeping. You can live with them." Yeah. My mum started cussing it, bro. My mum, they've gone into the house now. Mum said, "Let me just take the sheets off the bed, bro." When they've taken the sheets off the bed,
don't see it.
The mouse was in the middle of the bed. Yeah, that was the mouse's hand. That was the mouse's land.
The mouse was there.
This mouse was different as well. You've never seen a mouse like this, bro. Mice always buzz cut. They always have that one trim. They're like one year old. No. Bro, you've never, even the ones on TFL, bro, this one had like a beard, bro. It had a goatee, bro. Look at Master Splinter. I swear down. I've never seen an old mouse in my life. You can never tell me you've seen an old mouse, bro. Have you ever seen an old mouse?
Bro, that was Master Splinter.
Like, three mice, they all look the same. You've seen the same mice three times, bro. And I was like, then eventually they moved us. They put us in a hotel for a bit, moved us out there, moved us to where we live now, and then everything's kind of been blessed. But I remember in that comparison for a lot of people that go through the council, my mum stayed in our temporary accommodation. We was there till I was about 11. We was in the one that we went through for 2 months.
You were quite lucky.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was because of the situation. We had to go all the way up to the MP. By the time we got to the MP said, "Why has this reached me?"
You know what I'm saying?
You are supposed to deal with this before you even come. I'm joking, bro. I'm out here trying to sort out Brexit. You're telling me about mice in people's cribs. You get it? But that's what it was really like.
Mad. So you said the show hadn't aired at that time. It had just been recorded.
So the show, let's say, the show was filmed October, I can't maybe remember the year now, I think it was October 21.
Okay.
Yeah. It's come out March 22.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've been pregnant the whole time, so it's like, you know, a lot of people now build up their media and stuff like that. I ain't got no time to do no vlogs, bro. You're coming to work with me, and you're coming to watch me sleep, bro. It was a continuous cycle. I remember when you're having your baby, you're like, I need to buy this, and this. Bro, my mom and her mom are telling me, don't buy anything. Everything's gonna come by the baby shower. I said, no, because I don't know about that, bro. And what if it doesn't come? You're gonna slap me with one crazy bill, and I need to get the return back quickly. I said, I'm not prepared to deal with that, but they're like, no, the amount of stuff that we got from the baby shower, I couldn't believe it. We didn't have to buy anything for my daughter for like 6 months. And then I think clothes, we started buying it from 8 months. So then, the show comes out March 22. And then now, pregnant, I'm working, I'm seeing people. I have this fan base here of like Iceland mums, that's what I call it. Like, bruv, mums that are like from 30 to like 45. You know the white mum, yeah, with a flowery dress. She has the Capri Suns, she has the Lunchables. They love me. I'm in box spot, yeah. One comes and hugs me, says, I just feel like I know you.
Yeah.
And she was like, how Shaz? I said, oh, you've given her a nickname.
Yeah, I was going to ask you though. So, what was that like change for you? Because you obviously went from, like, okay, cool, you might have known your people that you know, but now you got these Iceland mums that know you before you just walk past them, innit?
I get people that stop on the street. I've man stop their car. Like, I swear you're. And the issue is because the show wasn't as big as they wanted it to be, people nearly have it on their time. They don't exactly have it. What's it called?
That Long Island type.
I know what I'm talking about.
Bro, I'm assistant manager, yeah? And then I'll be like, I'm walking through, and I can tell when someone knows me from my previous life, and I know me from the show. I was in a certain, I was like a local hood person. Like, if you're in the end, you'll know who I am. You know what I'm saying? You might know me from Cove, you might know me in Hackney. Yeah, yeah. You know, might be from somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, there's just people that have no business knowing me. You just dress different to people that come from my situation. Yeah, I can tell. I remember there was one person staring at me, and I'm like, does this table near something? But she's flipped over my Instagram, said, your family's so lovely.
That would do my head in. I don't know where, like, you know, someone's watching you but you don't know where they know you from. That would do my head in, boy. Like,
paranoia, man. And
then you have people that come, and then you have people that generally have their own opinions from the show. So I've had people that don't like my missus because the way they felt like she done me wrong on the show. I remember there was one woman said, don't know why you went back to her.
That's raw. These very opinionated as well.
This was a black woman, bro. I was there trying to make her a reggae run punch, I feel like she didn't do you right. I feel like you couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I said, well, I'm here now, innit? So I'm going to need you to dial down.
This is my message now.
I'm sorry, this is going to start becoming a bit disrespectful, innit? Yeah, but then it's like, you have that, and then you have a lot of people that will be like, oh, how come you're still working? I see you doing influence and you do modeling and that. And I said, because I've had a modeling job pay me a certain amount of money, and then they don't shout me in for 3 months. You think that money's going to last?
Yeah.
I need money that's coming in all the time, If all that stuff ends up planning out, it does. But in the meantime, I only have a family to provide for. You get it? So that was what it was like. And then,
how'd you get into modeling?
Modeling was like, in the beginning, I got boopsed twice. Yeah, I lost 1.5. I didn't. My mum lost 1.5k.
Swear.
Yeah, she did, because she used to model when she was younger.
Okay.
So then obviously it would be like, you know, your parents see you doing something that they used to do. Mm-hmm. They want to push you because they've done it. They've now already understand every angle. Mm-hmm. They know how much profit, how much can be made from this one business. Yeah. So what was it? I remember when I turned like 18, because I got my vitiligo. I wasn't born with it. I got it like 14. I got confident with it like maybe when I was like 20, but when I was 18 and I started going clubbing a little bit, people would come up to me and be like, you should model. And I'm like, but how do you become a model? I said, no, who even knows how to start modeling? Yeah. You just know Naomi Campbell, that's it. No one knows at the beginning. No one knows. You just see the people that you see. You get me? So I was like, I don't know. So then, what was it? I went online, found these people, click this link, they're like, pay a £50 deposit. And I said, yeah, just to make sure that you come. I said, okay, cool, that sounds reasonable to me. So I paid the £50, you go in there, they take your pictures, they'll show you the pictures. They said they can't give you the pictures. And I'll be like, why not? They'll be like, oh, because we'll give you the pictures, we'll give you links, and you'll get signed up, innit, yeah? They'll like, and I'll be like, cool, how much is it? And I'll do like £5. I said, do you?
So for the pictures?
Yeah, so for the pictures of yourself.
Let's go. Yeah, I can go and take it. And then my mum was like, no, we should do it, And I said, mum, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. I said, like, I ain't got £5 right now. So if you've got it. And I was saying, I don't want to put you. And she was like, no, I've got it, it's fine. She paid the £5. They gave us the pictures on a CD, bruv. In like 2018, what the hell? Who gives not a USB, no email,
CD-ROM,
bro? I had to go home and burn it. And then do all of that. Never heard from these people again. I couldn't find them. Had no links, no nothing. I just had pictures that I could have taken myself. Lost £500. Next one, found another people. Said the same thing, £50 thing. And I said, Mum, I don't know about this one. She said, No. One of these will be a breakthrough, innit? I'm praying it. I said, fine, we'll go. We went to them. This studio was way better than the other one, innit? We've now gone in, done another shoot. They had like a one room for hair and makeup, one room for your outfits, one room for this. So I'm like, oh shit, then this is serious. This is serious. Taking the pictures, bro, they've got me on a magazine cover, talking about we've got a contract already drafted from coach. We just pinged it out there quickly to see if anybody would feedback. And we'll get you something and saying, well, we're going to pay you 10 bags. I said, bro. So someone called my lecturer, I tell him I'm never coming back.
Union's done.
I'm never coming back. They were like, oh, you just need to pay the 1.1. I said, well, if the 10 bags is there.
Yeah, I'm paying that. Don't make sense.
It's easy returns. Like, come on, man. I see a man make worse bets on 365. You know what I'm saying? So we've paid that. This place vanished. Picked up no contract, no magazine, no nothing. All of that's vanished. Now 1.1, what was it? 6 in the hole. And I'm like, I don't want to do this again. Yeah. And what annoyed me more was, this isn't something I've pursued. This is something that people have come to me and said, this is not actually any of my interests. But it's like, if you're telling me I can make money off it, I'd be dumb not to just look into it. So then it was now in lockdown. I started I had more time. You know, now you have all that money you've saved from not traveling on TFO and that. Yeah. I started doing a lot more shopping and I started taking pictures just in my area and that. Had a lot of brands start sending me clothes and stuff, like a lot of because I had one page, I need to restart it, but it's a page called The Black Look. It's where I only promoted black owned businesses, isn't it? When the whole BLM thing started, innit? I said, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not an activist. Yeah. I've done a couple of them walks, I've done 20k steps. Yeah, but I don't really understand what the point of this is. I've seen marches all my life, and 25% ended up them being something. A lot of these, I don't believe in donating to charities. Charities only have to give 30% of the money that they actually make to the cause. I'm like, bro, you lot said this is an NGO. I don't care about Chris. I'm not gonna lie. He needs to have a 9-to-5. I need this going to thing. My mom was giving money on to one kid in Kenya. My whole life she's been giving money to the same kid. Every time she gets these generic letters, and I say, Mom, this person didn't write that, bro. You're supposed to, and then they'll be like, when the kid gets to 11, they just give you a new one. And I say, Mom, this is a cycle. I'm like, you can't even message this man to 18 to be like, you know, I was sponsoring you. I hope you're well. That's what I said. I said, these people might not even exist. You get it? And then I was like, all right, cool. What can I do? I said, cool, in my community, you know, you always see people saying, like, money doesn't stay in the black community for long. We're the fastest people to spend it into another community. So I was like, cool, the only black-owned brands I knew were, like, Bendra, Trapstar, Meneer Devoir, Rare. So I was like, cool, let me go and actually make a list. I found one thread of hella black-owned brands. I must have written them all down. Then I was like, you know what, I can't even cross-reference this like this. Let me make an Instagram page. Anyone follows it, then cool. But if not, I can at least buy. And I said, for a year, I'm my only shop with black-owned brands. And then when I was kind of shopping with them, they kept on reposting me, so it was kind of building me up a bit. So then I learned that if you want to, so what I'll say to anyone that wants to apply to any modeling agency is, if you're applying for your children, applying for, you can do it at any age to be fair, find Instagram, go on there, don't go for Google. Google will get you shipped. You get me? All these pages, it'll be like, you know when someone does a raffle and there's 19 other fake Instagram pages also doing this raffle telling you the winner? You get, now you're getting scammed by a man in Jamaica. What you do is you go on the Instagram page of the agency, they're all verified, there's no fake ones. You can also click on the tick to see how they're verified, because if they're verified from Instagram, then you'll see if they've now paid for Meta, or as it's called, then you'll see that as well. Go on their link and you'll find the actual page. Modeling agencies are always looking for people. They're always looking for people because they need money. They're gonna make profit off you regardless. So they're always looking for new talent, the next big thing. And then I remember there was one year, in lockdown, I was playing football in my church and that year. And then there was one guy, he said he had an agency, he wanted to sign me up. He said he'll come and chat to me after the match. After the match, I packed up my stuff. I said, nah, you know, it's cold in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
After football's the worst time.
Your ankle's a bit sore, God, at one tackle. You're like, bro,
no, man.
Fighting the cramp. You're like, let me just get home. I need to stretch a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I said, no, man, fuck this, man. I said, I'm going home. And then I was like, you know what? I know the pattern now. So I applied to 9 agencies, and then one of them emailed me back. And then as I was speaking to the agent, he said, have I met you before? And I said, I don't know, maybe I go raves, innit? And he was like, no, I said, at a football match. I said, oh shit.
It was the same guy.
So then now he's come. And then obviously now, when you do modeling as well, your portfolio is free. You're not going to pay for anything. You're going to pay for camera. You're not going to pay for the studio. You're not going to pay for makeup. They'll have a barber there. They'll do everything that you need for you. But I didn't understand that. So that's why I ended up getting shagged before. Because you're thinking, if you're doing all of this, I must have to give you like little something. You know what I'm saying? They done everything. Done all my shoots, my portfolio. And then after then, but then as you're with agencies, you find agencies that you like other than you prefer. So I'm on, I have two right now. So I have one for actual modeling and then one for like influencing. So that's when I go to like little events and you get the stuff that gets sent to your house and stuff like that. But you get more money in actual modeling, but the influencing is more consistent.
More opportunities.
You get more consistent. Less pay, but it's more consistent. So it'll keep you afloat for longer, innit? But
I was going to ask you as well, do you post your kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We made, what was it? We made an Instagram for her.
Just for her. Okay.
Yeah. Because we do influencing and the stuff like that. I said, as much as, because my girl was like, no, you can just post on ours. And I said, as much as that sounds and that makes sense, originally, if your brands are coming onto your page for a certain thing, yeah, they expect you to deliver a certain thing. When they want people, if you're representing them and they're paying for you to represent them, they want your feed to look a certain way. You can't have baby pictures like that in there unless they're getting. And then what I learned was, especially as a man with a daughter, but there's bare brands that don't have things that can coincide. I can't. I find it hard to match with my daughter, especially when she was in the newborn stage. When she turned, when now she's getting bigger, it's easier for me to like find matching outfits and I'll go and do influencing with
her. Bro, I'll slap like my daughter in Arsenal onesies.
You get me? This white vest, I'll find black trousers, and then whatever shoes. Half their shoes aren't even real shoes. They're just socks with a Jordan logo on top. We made that for her, but like she was very like nervous, because you see the reaction some kids get. She don't like, you see a lot of these child predators online saying
exactly, that's why I asked you
and then all of that stuff. But I said, no, realistically, a lot of the people that come, remember, we've come from a journey, so it's different. There's a lot of people that are heavily invested into our lives and they're wishing you the best from the moment when we posted that we was pregnant. You got nothing but love, and it's hard, it's easy for you to all the bad thoughts to come into your mind and stuff, but it's not really like that most of the time. The reality of the situation is you have way more supporters. Do you have people looking down, and people looking down at you won't even be random people, be someone close to you that was in school with you saying, oh, that person isn't that nice. So I was like, cool, we made an Insta. But then she kind of, she gets in, like, she's not sure about it sometimes, so it kind of fell off with it. But then I said, realistically, we're in a position now where we can find links to put our daughter in the best situation. You see a lot of these things. If you put her money that she gets from modeling in a fund, and you just let that, the interest by the time she's 18, you manage and have to add to that, you get it, it will go, and then that'll be her set. She can start whatever she wants to do by then. Because that, even like my little brother, I can't remember, it was something that started when I was, I missed it. But when he turned 18, he had like, what, 10K or something like that. Just give it to him. From the government.
Cash. Oh, yeah, that scheme, innit? They don't do it anymore, though. I think it ended there for the kids that won in 2010, I think, or 2011. Yeah, there's a scheme they used to give that money, innit? So when they turn 18, they can get that cash, I don't think we got that, though, bro.
No, we got EMA, bro. That was that £30 a week.
Get that?
Yeah. I was praying to our dad. I was like, where's that money? Support money.
That's what I was asking, though. You know, with the social media thing, what was your goal for setting it up for your daughter? So was it for modeling purposes?
Yeah, it was for modeling purposes. The way social media is right now, isn't it? Like, if people grow with her, even like when you look at like Nala, Krebs kid, isn't it? Yeah, you go there, you just seeing where she is.
Yeah.
You get me? Like
following the journey.
Especially you know, before Instagram and before social media.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, who was it? Blue Ivy. I remember one year she was born, next year she was like three. Now and then she was seven, suddenly she is everywhere.
She's our age now.
You don't realise how fast they're growing. And you're like, you don't realise how fast they're growing. Even like your favourite, when you watch My Wife and Kids, and she the kids.
Katie. Everyone done the same face.
But that's another one. We was watching that before she was you, but I think she's probably your age, you know?
Yeah, 25, 26.
So even
that's mad. And you're like, imagine if you actually watched her like grow throughout the whole thing, isn't it? So it's like there's that, and then you know, if people like them, the kind of personality that they develop, they can eventually take the Insta if they want it. If they don't, delete it. It's up to them. You know, and then but at least they'll know that they had it there. Up until there was a point where they had a control of it and they decided what they wanted to do. If this is something you want to go into and stuff, obviously, and you know, with with Instagram and stuff like this and all the social media allows them to be more creative, especially when we was growing up. It was very rigid.
Yeah,
it was very, you know, definitely changed. You're going to go to school, then college, then uni, then you're going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
See, it was that it was. But now there's so many things that as we've literally the last like 10 years, you've seen so many new occupations that just wouldn't exist before. Especially, so it was like kind of like making sure that she has them kind of angles and opportunities to go with.
When it comes to like Instagram and that though, like if your daughter grows up, she's quite young now, but like let's say, because everything's cause you know what I'm gonna ask, isn't it? Everything's coming early and early and earlier now. So like at what age would you let her have like a phone and like social media, like for example like TikTok? Because I've got like, I know like one of my family friends, their 7 year old daughter got TikTok and that. For me that was mad.
I would be like majority control it. Like if you're on it, you have to be on it in front of me, kind of thing, because like the stuff that's on there, especially being a person that is on there, because your For You page is generally for you and then it flicks into something else. Yeah, it's always trying a thing to see if you might like it.
And if you can get more of that stuff,
more of that stuff starts to come, and then if not, then it's gonna reduce. And I'm like, no, and then all the stuff that I feel like the generation today is growing up way too fast.
It's too fast.
Like, obviously, it's not the same. Like, they're not going to go out and, like, they don't understand the concept of going to knock for your brethren and your brethren's not even in. But you don't know that. You know, like, they're not going to understand just thing. But you need, like, to take your time with these things, even the way that they're dressing, especially, like, having a girl. Like, I speak to my girl the other day and I said, I was way more scared to have a girl than to have a boy. And she said, why? And I said, I just don't know what girls go through. Like, what was it, 2017, when girls, what was that, 2018? And girls were saying the majority of women that you'll know have been sexually assaulted at some point in their life. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that's such a, like, so you're telling me no matter what I do, it's gonna, like, that's, and I was like, cool. And I remember I used to say, there was one day, put on my snap, I said, you know, regardless, I'm gonna make sure my daughters do some kind of martial arts.
Defense,
I did it. I did it. And you know what? I was always prepared, whether I wanted to fight or not. I was always prepared, innit? And then I was like, and even sometimes, like, I'll be in the house and I'll just scream. She'll start laughing. I'll scream and she'll scream. She doesn't understand. I'm training her. But just in case, there's a situation. You need to be heard. Yeah? This is, I don't care where you are, bro.
My sex. No, I hear that, because this world is a scary place. Smart.
And then someone was like to me, you don't need to train your daughter to have self-defense. You need to train your son to treat women correctly. I said, I will train my son for you.
You can't treat everyone else's kids.
Like, did you see the other day, the girls, they were having the kid's birthday party and they were singing Sexy Red.
Oh, yeah.
I see that, actually. Yeah. I didn't play it.
Hands on your knees.
I saw the caption and I was
I was like, no way.
What the way my mum would have flew a slipper. She could have gone outside. It would have come through the window.
I see that, boy. They were singing it with vim as well, you know. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Even this day, like, girls are looking older when they're younger. It's harder to tell how old girls are nowadays, man. And then, there's girls that will be lying about it because they want to grow up fast, or come and lie, say they're older than they are. They find a situation, you find that they were 15, and he's like, hey, blood, this is a mad thing because you're in prison. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then even like, I remember on the flip end, my little brother, was like, he was in college, he's like 5 years younger than me. And he was in college, he said, bro, man, I might need to build a line. I said, you need to do what? I need to build a line. He said, bro.
He came to me and said that.
He said, all the buff things keep on going in these oldest cars, bro. And I'm like, no, bro, you need to air this, bro. These girls are senseless, bro. They're going to be done out by the time that they're my age, bro. They're going to be run out. They'll have used. They'll be thinking about all the things I should have done. Like, and she was like, no, man. Like, they come with the oldest. Bro, these girls, the Oyster card goes can go anywhere that they want to flee, bro. There's no rush. Because when they start working and they realize that they have to pay bills, they'll want to go back. They'll want to be thinking about the times that they was enjoying. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, a lot of these girls will grow up mad fast, not realize that they've grown up fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's when they find themselves in relationships with fucked men because they think it's normal. It's not normal, but you never have the chance to realize that. And then in the same instance, there's girls that will see these men, but why is a 23-year-old man chatting to a 16-year-old?
That's
because the 23-year-old girls know he's done out. He's hit his ceiling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but the girls don't know that at the time, though. I feel like the girls, they see, like, they see him just as older and you think he's got it together, but they got a pretty as. And I think that's why I was about to say to you, like, I think everyone's got to kind of parent their children in their own way, innit? Because it's like, if you check what next people are doing, bro, you'll forever be like fearing the world and everything. But because it's like, why, like, you got, like, why is that 23-year-old checking for younger girls? Bro, people got to pre it that way. Yeah. Like, don't think, oh, he's older, he's got a car.
No, bro, this man's a nuts, bro. When he was in year one, he was in year six, bro. Like, it's types like that.
I have
a question I want to ask you guys,
Go on, bro.
This is something I spoke to my girl about. Do you feel like your partner understand the sacrifices that you made? Like, in a sense, you know, like when we always talk about women sacrifice their life, their lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they struggle with the separation anxiety, like 7 to 8 months when they finally have to start doing things again. But then I was like to my girl, I said, but you don't understand that I think I got one of my first modeling jobs 3 days after Nyla was born. Yeah, after that, I didn't even have paternity love at the job I was, paternity leave at the job I was at. So I was at work. I wanted to be at home. I've accepted early on that I need to go. If she starts walking, I might miss that. If she starts crawling, I might miss that. You know what I'm saying? But I just need to hold that video that you're going to send me. But realistically, I want to be there, but I'm not in that position. Do you feel like your wife said about that?
That's a good question, man. I think she does. Like, my miss is a bit different, isn't it? Like, we're close. So I think she would know, like, the person that I am.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's going to burn me, isn't it? She'll take me in more.
Yeah.
I think people, we touched on it as well. We kind of did, didn't we? Other episodes.
I think we did. But I think
she was feeling bad.
Yeah.
For going to work and stuff. Yeah. But then at the same time, I think you
got to get that. You was like, we got to get the money, innit? Yeah, because
if you don't get the money, that's another issue.
That's another issue.
We'd rather get the money and do...
Yeah, no, it's true.
I think, to answer your question, I think they do. But I think they always value their one a bit more.
Yeah, because it's the world that they're living in.
And especially how it's designed.
I'll say especially because pregnancy is so dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel like they go through pregnancy, and pregnancy, like, even my last born that I just had, like, the birth was a bit mad. Like, whereas one moment when I was sitting there and I was thinking, rah, like, my son was there, he came out, but he was floppy, lifeless a bit, and my partner was bleeding out. So I'm in the middle now checking both of them, thinking, bruh, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And that means, bro, I've never prayed found in tongues. This shabana, fam, I shouldn't even bust. Bro, I was busting. They told me to put scrubs on. We're going to C-section. I went inside there, into the toilet to change. I was in my boxes, bro. I was praying.
Yeah.
I come back out. They said, no, you know what? Baby's heart rate has come back up again.
Thank God.
We're going to try and push.
Yeah.
Fam, from that, obviously, I believe in God anyway. But since then, fam, I've tried to live as righteous as I can, bro. That prayer I've done, I said, Lord, take me as I am. I'm coming to you as I came out. You want to pray, bro? I was doing serious prayer, you know? Yeah, I came out and God showed me there and then that, like, his heart, he just picked up again. Yeah. So I say with girls, they go through, like, those kind of experiences, which is so traumatic that
when it comes to birth, you can't really compare it.
They feel like in their head there's always going to be like
the connection. No, you know it is. Like, I've always said it like that. That's why I was always like, cool, let me move to where you're at. Let me be at the hospital that you're comfortable in and stuff like that. And we'll just go at your pace and when you're ready. And then sure. But sometimes you'll be like, oh, you know, because what was it? Sometimes she'll feel like, oh, I can go out more freely.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm like, no, but I got over my separation anxiety in that week one. I had no choice.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like, you feel like you make your schedule around me. No, we both make our schedules around my work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm working, then who's going to babysit? You know what I'm saying? And it's not even babysitting, you're with your own kid. Innit?
Yeah.
But, you know, it is, like, so to speak. So, like, because. Even with my, oh my gosh. I don't think I'll ever forget my daughter's birth. I'll remember every single one of them from like, thing. Even like, because she was in labor for like 11 hours, And I remember there was a time when she was in the hospital because we wanted to do a home birth.
Mm.
And the baby pooed inside her, so they had to transport her.
She have to get C-section then?
No. She still pushed, innit? But then I remember in the hospital, she's like, I can't push no more. And I'm like, well, fucking baby, like, you know that.
You got a visit.
I was in the pool, the man, the girl woman had handed me a skimmer, and I was like,
what's a skimmer?
It's like a little sieve, innit?
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, because obviously when they give birth, they're going to poo as well, innit? Okay. And they're like, just in case it's floating so you can retrieve it. I was like, hey, what? You see what I'm saying?
Like, nah, I'm not ready for this.
I'm not ready.
I didn't even know that, yo.
No chlorine.
I didn't even know that.
Man said he's on poo lookout.
I was there. I remember, oh my days, we had this whole birth plan, yeah? And then she wanted gospel to play while she was giving birth. I completely forgot, man. I was playing R&B. You know what I mean? She wanted to hear, like, my God is... playing Jagged Edge. And then, like, we go to the hospital. I remember they were like, do you think we should turn on the sirens? And I was like, what do you mean? The paramedics. They wanted to stop at the traffic lights and play Candy Crush. She's eventually, and when she was getting close to giving birth, the woman said, bruv, listen, yeah, we got other people to give birth to. If you're going to push here, we're just going to snip. Was like, I think in the moment she was just tired, so they snipped in it, and then they got the little plunger
and pulled.
She had a little cocoa on her head in it, but
her head
grew into the cocoa. The cocoa's not there no more.
I remember the first time I went through it, when I was like
11, I remember one of my neighbors went through it. Every time she would have been. And then, like, every time the doctor came to the house, I was like, my daughter said, I don't even know what's happening, it was meant to go, but the house is going, it's like, she's going to sneeze it, and then eventually her head just started to get bigger, her head just kind of fixed it itself, innit? You know what happened to me, because she was taking a while, the baby was taking a while to come in, the baby was low down, but baby was not coming in it.
And then I think there was in the middle part, I think that's why they started to lose breath and he went lifeless a bit. But in between that, they were talking about getting the plunger.
Yeah,
he said he's down enough to get the plunger. So I'm like, yeah, that's good, innit? I'm looking, that's good. Because it was a male doctor that came in and said he might have to use the plunger to get him out. So I think, yeah, that's good, he's going to come out, that's good.
Yeah.
I see all the female nurses, one of them even done this to me. Afterwards, I found out the plunger thing could stretch out the back of their head, didn't it? When they pull it out, the suction apparently can change
their head shape.
It can change their head shape.
Even the name plunger.
Yeah. It's like a vacuum or suction.
It's a wooden stick, got no yellow thing on it.
I didn't even get to see that.
Mad. Bro, all I thought was my adult, my baby said like Stewie.
Bro,
no, come the other way.
You know, you're like, I just want a healthy baby, but still, you know what you're like.
But you're saying you had that and your daughter's come out. She's fine.
Yeah, she was fine. And she was fine. She had bare hair. So I see why he was coughing like that, and you have no heartburn.
You were talking about that as well.
And then daughter came out fine. I think it was hospital for like 2 days.
Afterwards.
We went home.
You had to wait for that. I know this guy, I give him tips along the way when I remember, but you have to wait as well for them to poo and wee.
You have to wait for the wee, and it has to be like before you can be discharged. And then the mum has to wee as well.
They have
to see what colour that wee is.
They look for protein inside.
Even the placenta, I wanted to keep the placenta because I sell these with the gym, and there's bare nutrients in it. So,
are you going to fry up in that?
I heard that's a problem. It sounds mad, but I heard, like, if I slow cook it.
There we go, and then we can, like, some tacos. And then at the same time, I was like, you know what, I might keep it and freeze it, and then when I finally have a garden, I can go on because apparently it's really good for land, isn't it? Like, have a tree, and then every single one of my kids, I'll be like, this is the left that you've brought back into the world, kind of thing. And it's something that they could see. Bro, they dashed, they don't even know where the placenta went.
People got conspiracy about it, though, you know? They reckon, because it's such a vital part of the body, they reckon they still it on or something, though. I'm not saying that.
That's why they keep some of them, you know, some man that should look.
But they get rid of it quick, you don't even see where it's going from.
Yeah, because we said literally the whole time it's getting closer when you're doing your birth plan. The last couple of weeks, we're like, yeah, we want to keep it. Da 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 da, bro. And this is what quick catches. I think it catches a lot of women off guard, isn't it? I think a lot of women don't remember that they have to push out the placenta as well.
Yeah,
innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Because when my girl pushed out the baby, they're like, alright, we need to push again. And I was just like, no, you need to push the placenta. Come out, bro. This
it comes out,
it out, cleaned it, and then it was just gone. And then I remember the next 3 days I was asking about us, and it was like, we freeze some of them, so we might have it. We're like, no,
they're lying, bro. They dashed that. My one come out, fam. That's why my girl was bleeding. It was ruptured, didn't it?
So same as mine.
Bleeding out. It ruptured. So it was bleeding out. It was so serious. You know, you get your time to cut your umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even get that, bro. Come out, baby, come out. They was looking at it. There was one doctor that was looking at it. Let's get him over there and put the gas mask on him.
On the baby, they cut it themselves, fam.
No time for me. Yeah. Where's the scissors?
No, but even when you have time, you don't have time. Because like, I remember when I cut my daughter's and I was like, yeah, let me just get the rice, because I don't want to just...
Yeah. And then
like, bro, just cut the thing.
No, with my daughter, the first time with my daughter, fam, I took my time, fam. I was like, this is... and it's a bit rubbery, I was like...
I thought this is a whole moment. I was trying to look like, where's the camera? You know what I'm saying?
I thought I was crying my eyes out. Then they was like, you got to cut. I said, cut what?
I can't imagine that.
I went to him, I was shaking. I was like, bro, I don't even want to feel that. What do you mean? But because of the game, man.
Do you know what's a lie as well? Water breaking.
You see
in movies, they have to do
It's like
constant project. Imagine like a fire hydrant that's broken. It's constantly, bro. It keeps on going until they have the baby.
On his episode, he's saying he didn't even realize. Yeah, he didn't realize that he's missing his water, bro.
My missus is water. I think both times it didn't break though. I had to be forced to.
My one just hit the floor. Bow.
We thought it broke. We went there. They said it wasn't that. It's another thing where it feels like it is, but. It isn't. I forgot the name of it. I need to find.
It's bare gooey in that.
No, it feels like water. Yeah.
Is it? You know what's that? When the mucus plug falls out,
The mucus plug falls out, but we thought the water broke because we was doing a lot of walks in it. My girl was saying that she's wet down her leg.
That's the one. That's when you know that your labour's starting. That's the one that happens first.
Yeah.
So I remember I woke up in the morning and my girl said it didn't happen like this, but I swear that's what I woke up at like 7 a.m. Her and her mum are praying, bro. And I said,
where's your girl from? What country?
She's from Grenada and Dominica.
Oh, is it?
Cameroon, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're from Cameroon? African,
Hold on, man. Let's do the room.
I can't even talk.
I can't talk, bro. It's been a lovely episode.
We went out before you, man.
No AFCON talk, man.
Yeah, let's get back to the baby talk.
Let's get back into the car.
This has been a sick. I think this has definitely been one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, no, honestly,
it's been sick having you.
We need you back on, bro.
We need you back on.
And good luck for the next. Do you know if it's boy or girl? What you don't want to say? But you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, man. If I tell you that, my girl's like a
blood team. Especially now, you're influencer life now, so that's been done in a special way, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do any one of those again. I didn't care. I didn't want to do a gender reveal the first time. The second one, we did it just to do it. I already knew. I said, I'm not one of those people that can sit and wait.
Trust.
The woman gave me the thing. I opened, when we done it, this one, she was like, she couldn't decide if she wanted one or not. I took the envelope, opened it, closed it, went back into the room. She thought she knew. She didn't know. She was wrong. Yeah, I said, I know. We went back home. She said, no, fuck it. Because I was like, bro, like, realistic, when you do a gender reveal, you're like,
okay, you invite everybody, they come and they eat food, and then what? What do you talk over? What do you like? What's really literally. After you pop the thing? Why are we really here? Yeah. Then how much money have I spent on this that I could have put aside?
I didn't do gender for both of them.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it.
Even like the baby shower, like, I don't think I want to go.
You're not gonna go. No, but the boy don't really need boy, to be
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's what I've been.
It's changing nowadays.
That's what people have been saying to me. Like, I said, cool. I went to first one because the first one. I said, I might do my own thing. I might just link up with a man and we go bowling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, yeah. I'm having so and so. Yeah, yeah. Your turn to bowl. Go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, realistically, if my boys aren't invited to this one. I'm going to be in a room full of women talking about their private parts, girls giving her stuff, saying, when the baby's gone and you're ready to come outside, da, 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 and then something like, it's going to help with the baby and stuff. Man, I don't care. Yeah, man, call me when the baby is here. And, you know, and, I'm going to be there. But other than that, I'll let the women kind of have their moment with that kind of thing.
Cheers.
Yeah, man. It's been an honor, man. Honestly, big you up.
Big pleasure. We'll definitely shout you again, bro. I love the energy, bro. Yeah. You're proper hands on as well, innit? I can tell you look after your kid as well.
Yeah.
You feel it the way we feel it when our kids come. So, we'll definitely have you on for some different topics.
I didn't even say this. I wanted to say one thing, yeah. I remember, because obviously I told you like how me and my boys all have kids the same year. We must have taken them all out to Westfield, blood. It was like everywhere we went, we got a standing ovation. No, it was like, black dad, well done. In the lives. And then I was like, but what if we was those kind of dads? I picked up my son today, first time in 6 months. Niggas give me three Nando's.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
It's been a lovely episode. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. We are over and out.